At the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, congratulations to Megan Leckman from the Seminole FFA chapter, who just won in the area of veterinary science entrepreneurship placement. Congratulations, and how do you feel?
Thank you. I feel so honored because this has just been an amazing privilege to be able to, first of all, make it to the state level. I didn't even know if I'd make it there, and then to find out that I made it to nationals and won nationals has really just been an incredible blessing, and I'm just so thankful, and I feel really privileged and blessed to be here.
And tell me about your project.
So my project is based over my job at a veterinary clinic that I worked at. It was mainly small animals, and I took care of the animals from a day-to-day basis. I started off as a kennel assistant after I was volunteering, and there I walked the dogs and took care of feeding them and making sure that they were doing good. And from there I moved on to be a hospital assistant and later a veterinary assistant, and now spend the days taking appointments, assisting in surgery, filling prescriptions, and kind of just helping out wherever I can. And I base my application just over my duties at my job there.
And what is the biggest lesson you learned throughout this project?
I think one of the biggest lessons I learned was, I think, time management, because you really have a lot of responsibilities going on all at the same time, and you have to learn how to manage everything that's going on so that your patients and their owners are all on the same page. I think that it's really taught me... biggest lesson.
I can re-ask it too if you want to just gather your thoughts and start from the beginning.
Oh, I don't know if time management's a good lesson. That was just the first thing that came to my head. I've also learned, I'm going to say communication.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's okay. Do you think that's a good answer?
That's something I always do is if I grow, like what lessons did I learn about myself? Maybe is this something I want to do for the rest of my life? Like that you can also expand to not necessarily you learn in a textbook, but rather...
That's true.
So whatever you choose, just let me know. Great.
Okay. So I think I'm going to say I learned about myself because going into it, I didn't really know if this was, or I thought this is what I wanted to do, but working in there actually gave me that clarity that this is what I'm...
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to start and re-ask it over again. Okay. All right. So what is one of the biggest lessons that you learned in this project?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is just to know more about myself, because when I started off volunteering at the veterinary clinic, I knew it was something that I always thought I wanted to do, but I wasn't really sure until I volunteered and worked at the vet clinic, and doing that really gave me the clarity to know that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
All right, and what does your future look like right now?
So I am currently attending a junior college in Texas called South Plains College, and I will be done with my basics in 1 year. So after that, I plan to transfer to Texas Tech University, and once I finish my 4-year degree, I'll move on to the vet school at A&M. That's kind of my plans to get my doctorate in veterinary medicine degree.
All right. Well, congratulations and a big thank you to the American Veterinary Medical Association. For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.